Through the facilities of station KFSD, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Music in the modern jazz idiom. Direct from the Russ Auditorium in San Diego, California, we bring you Stan Kenton's interpretation of this American music. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
That was Doug Oliver with that extremely well-worded introduction that put this concert miniature in motion. He gives me the microphone, and sometimes I say something that's about the place that we're playing, and sometimes I talk about the music, sometimes we talk about where we've been or where we're going. But this evening I want to mention this first thing. It's a composition that has quite a beat to it. There are four times 32. That would be 128, wouldn't it? 128 bars of alto solo. There's about 16 bars of trombone. Well, never mind the algebra. Here it is, a thing called Limelight. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
This week, well, I might start off by saying this. If any of you would ever feel that you have a desire to travel, it might be good if you took up a trumpet or a saxophone or a trombone or drums and learned to play it. For instance, last Tuesday night, a week ago tonight, we were playing in Seattle, Washington, and we're down here in San Diego this evening at Russ Auditorium, and of course, after this is over with, we'll go right back up to Seattle again for the dance tour with the orchestra. And this past week, this concludes 8 days of a period of time where we had a kind of a first trumpet player came into the orchestra to help out another first trumpet player. Pete Condoli came in to help out Buddy Childers. He wanted to stay in Hollywood for about 8 days to prepare for the long trek east, and so it was wonderful to have Pete in the band. This is the first time that the Pete and the Count have played together since a few years back when I think that they were together with Woody Herman for a short while, and we're going to jump at the chance this evening and introduce Pete Condoli here, and, well, Pete, I think that you're introduced. I'd like to have you say hello.
Hello, Stan. Hello, fine audience.
Thank you. You know, we know a lot about the Count, Pete. You know, Connie Condoli, that's this brother of yours. And
I'll bet you don't know as much as I know.
Oh, really?
That's right.
You think you can straighten us out on a point or two?
Well, the Count's about 25 years old, plays a lot of jazz, and a funny thing happened about, I guess, Conti. The reason they call him the Count is because he used to walk around in his last year of high school with a downbeat sticking out of his back pocket, and he always dug Count Basie before anybody else, so they start calling him the Count.
Count? That's where it came from, huh?
That's true.
You know Pete here, don't you?
Oh, sure. You know, hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You guys
how
been
you?
Sitting next to each other for a week there.
Here's another funny thing that happened, Stan. I was pretty fortunate of joining the band fairly early. As a matter of fact, the leader usually came up and asked my folks to come on if I could go on the road with him, and says, we'll take care of him and we'll be his guardian and so on. But it was a different story with Count. My father shoved the trumpet in his hand, opened the back door, and says, blow.
Thank you, Pete. It's nice of you to come up here to be with us this evening and introduce the Count. Now, Count, in self-defense, let's hear this self-portrait, a thing that's called Portrait of a Count.
Thank you.
Here's a rather light, happy thing that mostly consists of some orchestrated sounds interwoven with the alto saxophone of Lee Konitz. It's an original, and like so many times with these originals, it's difficult to find a title that is quite fitting for the composition, so we just gave up on this one and called it Solo for Alto, and the alto is Lee Konitz. Here's the beat, Stan. Tomorrow the orchestra goes back to the recording studio to make a lot of records. In fact, did I tell you fellas that I think that we'll be playing all afternoon and all evening? And I hope that we get records. You know, sometimes you walk into a recording studio and without half trying, you come up with wonderful records. And other times you concentrate and you go in with a desire to make great records and you work for 6 hours and you have nothing. I hope tomorrow that the moon is right or whatever it is that controls this thing so that we can get some good records. We're recording some things with Bob Grettinger's tomorrow, some advanced things that will be released in an album sometime this coming fall called This Modern World. And so we're extremely anxious about the records. At the moment, we'll relieve ourselves of any worry and anxiety about the recordings and kind of produce a thing that saxophones will start with you. When my hand points your way, make sounds. Burgess, when my hand points your way, make sounds. Let's make this thing solitaire. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here is a number that goes to prove one thing, that something very important to a performer is the association with himself and a song, or vice versa. Sometimes the performer can pull the song, and sometimes the song pulls the performer, but eventually, throughout a period of years, the association exists. You forget who pulled who, and it's generally you think of the number and you think of the artist, or vice versa. And I think that as long as this next gentleman exists and is active in this field, he will be remembered and be directly associated with this number that's called What's New, more than any other person in the field of entertainment. So, Maynard, you see, the great thing, you know, I mentioned What's New and the audience thinks I'm going to sing it. Stand back, will you, and take care of this.
and take a bow. Thank you, Maynard.
You know, I'd like to... Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, this is Doug Oliver. I think that I'm tall. I'm about 6'4". How tall are you, Doug?
About 6'5½", Stan. I got you beat, boy.
I'm sure glad, because when I look at you, it makes me feel like I'm normal. Doug,
touché,
you know...
Touché.
One of the interesting things and one of the fresh things about jazz is that it's pretty much a free expression. A guy is inspired to create the way he feels and to reflect his personality in an honest way. And sometimes in an orchestra like this, one fellow will give another guy an idea, and it's the kind of the melding of all the personalities together that organize these sounds. I know that you look like a creative individual, and I want you to know one thing. I'm going to go to the piano, and I want to play a little music, and you wait until you feel something. And if you feel something, express it, will you? Of course, your job is announcing, so I imagine that it'll be said in words. So if you'll introduce me because I'm going to the piano, then I'll start on your cue.
This is a challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Doug Oliver, I'm awfully sorry if I didn't move you to any inspirations, but maybe I'll move you here with the orchestra. So if you feel something about now, why express yourself now with the saxophones.
Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern American jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Russ Auditorium in San Diego, California, through the facilities of radio station KFSD. Join us next week at this same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Truly America's man of music. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.